More and more Americans are deciding that such questions should be left up to the individual parent. Proponents of informed consent contend that families who have done their homework should be able to make their own choices. When parents are given both sides, it is up to them to make that informed choice, advised Dr. Pilevsky. What is clear, however, from the history of vaccination is that there are very real risks associated with the practice. In 1998, three vaccine manufacturers faced lawsuits in the UK after parents there reported more than 1,500 instances of side effects following the administration of measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR vaccines. Despite assurances from British health officials that there was no connection between the reported symptoms and the vaccines, cases were set for trial in the High Court to decide whether the vaccines caused symptoms of autism and bowel problems. The cases were funded under the English legal aid system and supported by 27 experts who prepared reports supporting the children's cases. The parents believed their children were normal before being vaccinated and saw nothing but the vaccinations to account for the subsequent changes. The cases stalled and have not proceeded after legal aid was withdrawn in August 2003, leaving the question of vaccine culpability unresolved. While supporters claim vaccinations are necessary for good health, an article published in Pediatrics Journal refuted this claim. It described how the majority of infectious diseases were reduced prior to World War II thanks to greater health care and nutrition, better sanitation, and improved living conditions. This was long before the widespread use of antibiotics and vaccinations. During the past 30 years, the number of vaccinations our children receive has tripled, and during that same period of time, the number of children with learning disabilities, ADHD, asthma, and diabetes has also more than tripled, noted Dr. Joseph Mercola. It's astounding how effective drug companies are at manipulating national health policy. They have been able to manipulate and pervert the public health system, so they now can sell toxic, ineffective flu shots in pharmacies, airports, college campuses, grocery stores, and countless other outlets without any, emphasis in the original, solid evidence that the flu shots even work, and despite the many questionable ingredients found in the shots. Such ingredients include thimerosal, known to be very toxic by inhalation, ingestion, and contact with skin, yet still included in multi-dose flu vaccine despite a legitimate public outcry. Other questionable vaccine ingredients include formaldehyde or formalin, chicken kidney cells and DNA, monosodium glutamate, octoxanol 9, Triton X100, used in spermicides, and polysorbate 80, an emulsifier found to cause an anaphylactic reaction in a German patient.